morning, everyone. My name is Helen Liu. I'm the protocol intensive developer from Microsoft. In this session, I'm going to introduce you the Active Directory Portable Family Test Suite. So here's the agenda. So for the first part, I'm going to give you an overview for the AP Portable Family Test Suite. And then for the second part, I'm going to talk about the SEMAR tests, which is included in the AP Portable Test Suite family. And the last part will be the demo. Okay, thank you. Now let's go to the first part. Here, I'm going to give you an overview for the AD Portable Family Test Suite. The AD Portable Family Test Suite includes the tests for the 11 major server-side test suite. And here's a list for these protocols and the related tests. We can see that we have LDAP, published DC, schema, and security tests designed for the Active Directory technical specification. And then we have APDS, DRSR, FIS2, LSAD, LSAT, NRPC, and SEMAR tests for the corresponding protocol specifications. Before, we used to have separate testing environments for these protocol tests. And now, we've consolidated them into one test suite. Here's the test environment for the AD Protocol Family Test Suite. So, if we...
I have a question on the schema.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
There's lots of... Are you covering all the different types in those test suites?
Like Yeah. So your question is if our schema tests cover all the types, right? Yes, we do.
Very impressive.
Thank you. And then, so here's the testing environment for our test suite. So if we need to set up the separate testing environments for all these 11 protocol tests, then we can see that we need to set up altogether 42 test machines. And now we only need to set up 7 machines. And in this environment, we have one primary DC, which hosts a primary domain. And in this domain, we have one secondary DC, and one read-only DC, one child DC, and one domain member. And then we have another trusted DC, which hosts a domain that has the trusted relationship with the primary domain. And finally, we have a driver computer, which is the endpoint, which has all the tests installed for test execution.
So, what's the difference between the primary and secondary?
Actually, the primary DC here is mainly refers to the PDC role. Yeah, it's the first DC set up in this domain. Then, what are the improvements we've made? So, okay. As I mentioned before, our improvements have been mainly focused on the configuration scripts and the test code and the documentations and the plugins. So, firstly, we now have one unified testing environment. One unified testing environment and with less number of test machines set up. And secondly, since we have optimized the setup scripts and the test code, now the execution time on Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 are greatly reduced. And thirdly, by merging into one test solution and one installation package, so the MSI package size has also been reduced. And lastly, we have improved the flexibility to provide a customized set of tests to support different environments, like one primary DC, one primary DC plus one secondary DC, and one primary DC plus one secondary DC plus one read-only DC. So based on our testing results with the 10 existing test suites, so the execution time on Windows 8 has been reduced from about 20 hours to less than 5 hours. So that's about 77% off. And then on Windows 8.1, the execution time has been reduced from 14 hours to about 4 hours. That's about 72% off. So we are achieving these numbers by reducing the number of test VMs and the test code optimization. And correspondingly, so the size for the MSI installation package is also reduced from 99 megabytes to 22 megabytes. So that's about 78% off. So we are achieving this number by merging the setup scripts, by reducing the common code, and refactoring the schema, the schema file, XML files. So let's go to the second part. So for this part, I'm going to talk about the test suite for SEMR. So SEMR is the...
Some questions about setup.
Sure. So your question is about the trusted relationship we set up during the setup stage, right? That's just the setup relationship between the two domains.
That's the
pre-setup. During the setup stage, we will set up the relationship. We will first set up the primary domain on the primary DC, and then after we set up the trusted DC, we will set up the two-way trusted relationship.
Okay, so it's a two-way trust relationship.
It's the two-way setup relationship. And as I, let me go back to the, this page. So you can see that there's a few tests that needed this trusted relationship. So if you want to run these kind of tests, so you need to set up right.
Okay.
But if you don't, you can skip this step. So give me just a few seconds, and then let me go back to the SEMR part. So the SEMR protocol is the Security Account Manager Remote Protocol. So it provides management functionality for an account store or directory containing users and groups. It also enables IT admins and end users to manage users, groups, and computers. So here's the test suite architecture. On the synthetic client, so our test suite talks to the underlying RPC transport via the protocol adapter, and it also verifies the responses from the SUT servers. You will also check the test results after the SEMR operations in our test code. So here's the test scenario design. We use the traditional approach for the SEMR test design. And our first set of tests cover mainly for the BBT scenarios. So here's our test scenarios. Based on the method sequence of the 16 method calls, we first have the server tests and the password tests, which requires a server handle, which obtained from the SEMR connect operation. And then we have the domain tests, which requires a domain handle obtained from the open domain method. And then we have the group tests, alias tests, and user tests, which requires the group handle, alias handle, user handle, which requires obtained from the open or create method correspondingly. So here's one typical scenario we'll simulate for the SEMR tests for the domain join scenario. We have the domain client here and the domain controller. We will first initialize the SEMA connect and the SEMA open domain operations. We send the requests from the domain client to the domain controller. And then we will verify the responses from the domain controller. And secondly, we will send out the create user in domain request to the domain controller to create a new user account of the user workstation trust account type for the domain join. And then we will send out a request as the SEMA set information user request to the domain controller to set the password information. And finally, we will call SEMA close handle to close all the handles we've opened, the user handle, the domain handle, and the server handle. Now let's go to the demo part. In this part, I will show you a demo on how to run the AD test suite with the protocol test manager. So let me open my demo machine. You can see that on my demo machine. Oh, wait a minute. Let me move there. You can see that on my demo machine, I actually. I actually set up two demo test VMs. One is the primary DC, and one is the endpoint, which serves as the driver machine for the test execution. Now let's open the endpoint. So on this this endpoint, we have the protocol test manager installed. It is a unified UI tool we've developed for the protocol test suite, and it will help you to detect the SUT capabilities automatically, and it will also help you to select the test cases automatically, and it will also help you to easily execute the tests. So on the first page, we can see that since we have the AD protocol family test suite installed, so there is a configuration wizard link on the right side. So if we click the link, it will show you an introduction page for the test suite. And then after we click next, we have three options here. The first one is to run the auto detection. This is the option to help you to detect the SUT capabilities. And then if you do want to do the automation and you set up the machines manually, so you can choose the do manual configuration to skip this part. And it will lead you to the step to select the test cases. And then if you have executed the test and you can save the profile, and then this time you can load the profile with all the configuration you made previously. So in this demo, I will choose the first option to run the auto detection. Let's click yes and click detect. So it will send the request and check all the informations to all these machines. This is the expected result. As I've shown before, that I only set up one primary DC and one endpoint. So you can see that only the detection for the primary DC and with the user account and the machine account are finished successfully, and the other operations are failed. Now let's click next, and here's the environment summary for the primary domain information with the domain name, domain user account, and the domain functional level, and all the supported mechanisms. And then for child domain and the trusted domain, they do not exist, which is expected. Then we click next. Here's the page for you to select the test cases. And we can see that according to the previous auto detection, and we can see that some categories are already preset or cleared out based on the result. Since we only set up the primary DC, so based on the auto detection, it helps us to only check the primary DC category here. Now, I'm just going to execute the SEMA tests. So I will uncheck all these options here under the protocol category, and then I will only select the SEMA category. And I will leave the domain functional level as default setting and click Next. Here you can see that for the configuration page, all the common properties are shown now, and then only the SEMA properties are shown. So we will keep the default settings here as we didn't make any changes. And then we click Next. Here it lists all the 169 tests for SEMA here. So I will change the group option and then select category. I only want to select two tests for this time's execution, so I check these two tests under the domain category. And then select wrong select tests for the test execution. Now the first test has passed. Okay. The test execution have been completed. So here, if you select the one test, and you it will show you the test log in HTML format. You can filter all these information if you think the log is too long. For example, I will only check the test step and click OK. So all the test steps information will be listed here. And then we have another feature is, although you have you can select the test by category, but sometimes you only want to pick up the ones you are interested. For example, for this time, I only want to run these two tests. So I will check these two tests here. And then I will click the Export Import button. And then I will export these two tests to a playlist. So I name it as the SEMA dot playlist here and save it. So if you want to run our test with Visual Studio, so you can, this is a playlist we saved from the PTM. So here, in this, this is the same test project for AD Protocol Family Test Suite. It listed all the tests here. And then we can select the playlist I've already saved. Then the playlist, the tests included in the playlist are shown here. There are also some other features included in the protocol test manager, which can help you to run our tests easily. For example, as I mentioned before, after you do all the configurations and then you don't want to start over again next time, so you can choose the save profile option this time and then save it. So next time, you can just load this profile during the starting page, so you can skip all these configurations here. So that's all for the demo. Okay, that's all for my presentation. So any questions here? Okay. Where's the microphone?
So do you ever run into the problem where the tickets, Kerberos tickets, are stale? Like if you join a member server repeatedly to the domain, it every time it gets a new password, new secret, and then the clients sometimes will have stale Kerberos tickets, and you need to purge the tickets on the client.
So your question is, if if we're running into any ticket issue when we join a client to the domain, right? We haven't met such issues so far. So if you did you run into any such problems?
There is a Windows server which you join to the domain, and then you run, you access a share from that from another client. You access the share from the Windows server. Now you rejoin the domain, the server into the domain. You take it out of the domain and rejoin, but the Windows client out there still has old ticket, and when it tries to access, you know, it doesn't allow. So it needs to get the ticket. Sometimes it doesn't get the ticket automatically.
I see.
So we need to purge the ticket, but sometimes what happens is that especially for the virtual machines, right? The tickets are actually obtained by the machine account, not the running account. So in the K-list, you know, we'll have to go through some hoops to really find and purge all the tickets. So I would like to know, is there any tool or something to clean up all Kerberos tickets on a given Windows client?
I see. So is it also a Windows server or other server?
No, the client is actually a Windows server. It's running Hyper-V.
I see. So do you have the environment now?
Sorry?
So do you still have the environment to report this issue?
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the times, yeah. I mean...
I see. I think we can write down this issue and we can check with you offline.
Okay,
is that okay?
So I'm just curious. So wouldn't K-list purge do the trick for you?
No, K-list only does for the running user. So it doesn't use because there are many logon sessions.
Okay. You could enumerate the sessions and jump. You could enumerate the sessions and K-list purge in every session. I know it's a hack, but it would work. The system isn't set up really well for domain join members that come and go very frequently, so sorry about that.
Yeah, because the K-list session will give an output in format in parse it, because the plugin will only take the logon,
the high part and low part of the session ID.
Yeah, I don't have a better answer than that right now, sorry.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, we may check it offline. Thank you.
So there's a lot of the RPC service testing here. I was just wondering, is there a difference in the test suite? Just take SAMR, for instance, of testing SAMR against a domain controller versus testing SAMR against a standalone server, no domain controller, you know, just testing the local database. Is there, did the test differentiate? Is it easy to test against one and the other with this suite?
So your question is about the difference against the testing the domain controller and the non-domain controller, right? Actually, our test, we will cover both the scenarios, and then we need to do the configuration in the configuration file to switch into the targeted machines. Our first test case is only targeted the domain controller. So we will deliver the next batch of tests, which will target to the non-DC scenarios. Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
Is that
so
also
it's not available yet?
Yeah, it's not available yet, but it's coming soon. Yeah,
okay.
In the next couple of months. Okay. So any other questions? No? Is that one? Oh. When will the test suite be available, right? So the the first batch of the tests is already available, like the ones I've shown for the first over hundreds of tests.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will do what? As Darren mentioned in previous session, we will do a public release in the coming like 2 or 3 months. So after that, you may receive an email from Darren to tell you if you have registered, subscribed. So Darren will tell you guys. So where to download the test suite, including the AD test suite and other like file sharing test suite. Yeah. But now, this test suite is not publicly released. Yeah.
Okay. So any other questions? Okay, thank you.